Welcome to the Heart Zone, featuring George Cannon. This broadcast is a time of teaching and encouragement from Kerwinsville Christian Church. For more information, we invite you to visit us on the web at www.kerwinsvillechristian.org. And now for a message from the Heart Zone. Here's George Cannon.
You know, guys, we're doing a series called I Am New, Understanding Our Identity in Christ. And so last week, I talked to you about two different things. I talked to you about how we perceive ourselves and what we base that on. And a lot of times, our self-perception of ourselves is based upon what's my education level, what's my family background, you know, all of these different things, including how have I messed up, what are my failures. And then I showed you from the Bible how God saw you before you came to Christ. So what I want you to see today is we're going to basically start with this Sunday, and we're going to lay a foundation for you to understand who you are now as a believer. Because I want you to hear me. The ways that we perceive ourselves, education, failures, all of that stuff, family backgrounds, that's not who you are. Does everybody understand that? And then when we looked and we saw how God saw you before salvation, that you were relationally dead to Him, that you were a child of His wrath, headed to hell, that's not who you are now either. All right? Now what we're going to do is we're going to look now and we're going to see that who we are is something completely different. And most of you don't have any clue. And the basis of where it came out of is the salvation that so many of you claim. See, here's what happens. I'm just going to be honest with you. Years ago, for some of you it's been years, for me it's been 20-some years or more, someone came to you and shared the gospel with you. You recognized your need for Jesus and you came to Christ, made a commitment to follow Him. And you experience salvation. And so for a lot of you, that simply is okay, I'm okay until Jesus come and He's here for me right now. And we don't have any clue or understanding beyond that and what it means for us right now. And that it changed your whole identity. Do you understand what I'm saying? It changed your whole identity of who you are as a person. Because you're still viewing yourself right now based upon that self-perception stuff of family background, failures, education level, all of that stuff. Or you're viewing yourself with a concept of how God saw you before you came to Christ. But now that you're in Jesus, you are somebody new. And so what we're going to do today is to help you over the next few weeks grasp that understanding. We're going to lay a foundation today. The Apostle Paul is going to lay a foundation today. And so let's look together. We're just going to look at verses 4 through 9. 4 through 9. Look at what he says here. But God, who is rich in mercy because of His great love with which He loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ, for by grace you have been saved, and raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come He might show the exceeding riches of His grace in kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. All right, let's take a look here. What's going on here? First of all, we're going to look at a starting point. We're going to understand the foundation. We've got to have a starting point. Then we're going to see God's initiative. We're going to see God's initiative here. And then we're going to look at the core of our identity. Everybody understand what a core is? It's the very center of who you are right now. And what my hope is today is that you begin to understand that when you get